All right, Joey Savacci, 11th on the night, battling with Barcia a little bit. He got you, and then, like you said before we started this, it wasn't the easiest day for you. Down in the whoops, and then it did look like to me you were pretty timid through him from there on out.
Yeah, it's today was not fun. Kind of just a combination of things, to be honest. A little bit of me mentally. I mean, I hate to say it, but maybe it's best that I say it out loud, so I'm, you know, aware of it. But I had a really big one like a week and a half before A1 at Chambers House in the whoops. Came in trying to be a hero and just, yeah, missed one and over the bars and had a big one. So maybe that's playing a little bit of a factor in it. But also, too, like, I have some bad habits in the whoops that I tend to do that make it worse for me. And also, we learned tonight a direction to go, at least for the bike. I've definitely been struggling a little bit. Just, you know, if you're not going to be James Stewart in the whoops, you got to be good in the corners, right? And I haven't been able to do any of that. So just lack of grip, feel, it's been tough. But, you know, we made a big stab at it for the heat race, and I think we have a direction that we would like to go. And it felt better to me. So I'll go home. We'll test this week at MTF, probably Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll give her the old heave-ho next weekend.
You know me, always trying to be positive. So you look at the positive. As uncomfortable as you were almost in the top 10 in the 450 class. And these are probably going to be the gnarliest set of whoops we have all year, back-to-back and all of that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was a fan of the idea of back-to-back, getting a feel for it. I do wish that they would have steamrolled the first set, because then, you know, you have a little bit more speed coming in. They might not get as torn up. You know, they steamrolled the set out of the bull corner, so you're going to be heavy on the throttle coming in. So naturally, I feel like they're going to get worse.
I accuse the Dirtworks guys of rigging the test, you know what I mean, because of that.
I mean, if you're going to do it, honestly, I think they need to be identical, right? Like a double in, whoops, make a right, come out, double, whoops. But I'm a fan of the idea of experimenting. I like that. But, dude, they were gnarly for sure. Like yeah, it was tough, but like you said, 11th on the night. Obviously, I want more, but considering the day was not going very well, it was nice to at least somewhat figure it out. You know, I'm still off the pace. There's no doubt about that, and that's a little frustrating. But yeah, we never gave up, and started to catch Barcia there at the end. Just ran out of time, and on to the next one.
When you look at the pack right now, where do you feel like you should be? Like, do you feel like you should be Mookie, Barcia, you know, up there, like 5, 6, 7 ish?
You know, I got to be honest with
don't
myself.
Say first, because.
Well, my mechanic already said first, dude.
I support that.
I would love to. No, I know. But, like, you know, it's the harsh reality is I think somewhere around 7th, 8th. Like, I think on a good night, I could be around that. 6th, 7th, 8th. Like, I really do. And
I think that's fair.
Even last weekend, like, you know, had I gotten around Freeze earlier in the race, like when I look at average lap times from even Malcolm or Hunter, who got 5th last weekend, like, I think the average first half of the race, and that was with Freeze, was like 8 tenths. And then the second half was half a second. So, like, you know, we're not talking about massive chunks. So, like, again, I believe that once we get myself a little bit more comfortable back in a good headspace, like 6th, 7th, 8th, I think it's just achievable. You know, like, by no means is it going to be easy, but I believe that I'm good enough to be up there. It comes with a start, and unfortunately, I need to be better during the day I need to be better in the heat race to give myself a better gate pick for the main. That's really what it comes down to, and yeah.
Speaking of starts, did that thing work? Was that all right? How was that?
The split start?
Yeah.
I hate them.
Okay.
Because, like, dude, in the practice start and the qualifying when I crashed, the tough block, I was, like, 4 gates over from the inside, and they're all pointed to the berm.
Yeah.
Like, you're going.
How'd you go there?
Well, because it's either that or go all the way outside, right? Because I'm 17th or 16th.
Justin Cooper pulled it from out there from the main.
Did he really?
Yeah, he pulled the whole shot.
No way.
Yeah, he was gone, dude.
Wow.
Like, he basically, I got to watch it again, but I bet you he just closed his eyes and sent it.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I...
The gates went into the berm, and it didn't seem very...
And it's just not fair. Like, it's... And that's what's nice about going to somewhere normally like Glendale, is it's such a long start. Like, it's a little bit more fair. And even last weekend, like, it's more fair. But, yeah, when you have a split start like that on a shorter-ish start, there's only so many gates that are good, right? Yeah. I get the idea, but I say maybe we avoid those.
Yeah, I agree. All right, man. Thanks. And Triple Crown next week.
Is it next week? Nice. I'll see you there, dude.
Talk to you.